Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I am Kimmy. This is Kristen, my lovely co-host, and we are back with our second episode of the second season.
Hey, welcome to Sisters.
And we are very happy to be here.
Damn iPhones.
I know. Don't say that. If you've seen our show before, you know that I tend to always accidentally forget to turn the volume off on the phone. But anyway, welcome to our show. We're glad that you're here with us and we have a really good topic. But as always, we like to know what's in your cup.
Yes.
So
tell us in the comments, what's in your cup? What are you drinking on right now? And if you don't have a drink in front of
you.
Yeah.
Go get one.
Yeah, go get a drink. If you don't have a drink, put in the comments, I don't know, the color of your t-shirt.
When we say go get a drink, we're not saying that you need to go get an alcoholic beverage unless that's what you want. But we like to know what you're drinking. What's in your cup? Kristen, what is in your cup?
I have got, I don't even know. It's some kind of seltzer, but it's got Kimmy's face on it. These are our, well, this is not available in our merch store, but if you're interested in some merch and having your own cup, then please check out our link tree in our bio and it will take you straight to all of our different links. You can see our merch store and get yourself one of these similar amazing cups. What have you got, Kim?
I'm drinking to myself. I'm drinking. Oh,
what is going on right now?
I am drinking spirit with both of my faces. How did that happen? I grabbed the wrong one.
Did you switch hands or
something? Because I am not cocky whatsoever. But anyway, so I'm drinking.
Wait, no, hold on. How did you get a mug?
When I was first designing them, I had both of my faces on there, and so it was wrong, but I kept it because I'm like, shit, it's a free mug, I'm gonna keep it. But I didn't think that I grabbed that one. I thought I grabbed the one with both of my faces on it. And I remember that with this hand was you, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell, that's me. And then I turn it over, I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing. So no, these are not. This is not available for resale. Holy shit.
Amazing.
Anyway. I'm drinking to you.
We're all drinking to Kimmy tonight. Look at this.
But anyway, right? I'm drinking lemon ginger herbal tea because my long COVID is kicking my ass right now. So no caffeine for me right now, but that's what I'm drinking. What are you drinking? Hopefully you're drinking something a little better than me.
Phil says that we keep freezing, but I'm looking at the data here and I'm not seeing any frames lost. No drop frames at the moment. So if you're seeing us freezing, please check your internet connection.
I know that does happen if you need to update your app. So just try that again. But if we see it freezing on our end, we'll definitely, you know, let you know and do something about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
But
anyway, let us know what you guys are drinking. Jose Joe, I don't see anything on there from you. What's going on? I know you're drinking something. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Pearl.
You know what? If you're going to be drinking to yourself, then I shall be drinking to myself.
There you go. Let's do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cheersies.
God, that looks so horrible of me. I'm drinking to myself.
No.
Anyway.
It does not. I think that's fantastic.
This is what I do when I'm alone. Okay, Kristen, tell everybody what our topic is.
Okay. So our topic tonight is the evolution of psychics and mediums. I know.
Wait a minute.
Jose?
Your cup is empty? What the hell? Why do you have an empty cup? Why do you even have a cup if you have nothing in it? Go get a water or something. Hydrate.
Something. Don't dry out. We need you. The world needs you.
Need a refreshed Jose Joe. I mean, it just doesn't work without it. Pearl has water, which is good. I'm not really good with water, so that's good.
I love water.
Make sure you share this out. Share this out to your feed, please.
I rarely have water on the show, but I do love water.
I like flavored water, but you know, that's about it. Okay. So topic of the day.
The evolution of psychics and mediums. And we're going to be talking about, Jose Joe says he just got out of the shower. So that explains why he's not drying out. He's fully hydrated.
TMI, Jose Joe, TMI.
Only because your brain went there.
That's okay. You hydrated in other ways. Hi, Sam. Yeah. Hola, prima. Okay, we are out of control today.
I know. It's okay. Mayhem, complete and total mayhem.
All right. Bring it back.
We previously discussed, well, I was asking you, should we go all the way back to the 1800s when the spiritual movement started? And to be honest with you guys, we are not well-versed enough in that area, in that aspect.
You're talking about today.
Yes, I know. Yes, we're talking about today. I'm getting there.
Okay, so I thought it was for another episode. Okay,
all right. Oh, no, I'm sorry. But no, I didn't want people to think that... that we were going to be talking about the start of the spiritual movement. Mm-hmm. What we're going to be referencing is more of today's psychic medium. And is Samantha, do you know Samantha?
That's my cousin.
Oh, my cousin Samantha. So glad you got to join us. But we're going to be talking about the different types of psychics and mediums, whether that's traditional, oh my gosh, I lost it now. progressive mm-hmm. or contemporary. So I was thinking in terms of art, right? So we're all familiar mm-hmm. with traditional, progressive, contemporary forms of art. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a similar thing with psychics and mediums, where you can be traditional and you can create an oil painting canvas with all of the right notes and all of the right shadows, all of the right paints from the right eras. You know what I mean? There's mm-hmm. there's a structure to that. And when you get into contemporary territory, then it's kind of like, oh, let's blend a little bit. Let's just try some mm-hmm. new things. Let's try other things. And when it comes to contemporary, it's like, here's a toilet that's in the middle of the room. Go.
I've seen that before.
Yes.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. That piece of art pissed me off. Anyway.
It's all beautiful. It's all beautiful somehow. I get you. Yeah. There's so many different types there. So I would definitely be interested in what you think your style is.
Yeah. If you're a pro, let us know in the comments. If mm-hmm. if you're traditional, if you're progressive or contemporary, and we're going to talk some more a little bit about those three, but please mm-hmm. chime in the comments, let us know. And even if you've had readings with psychics and mediums previously, and which do you think you gravitate towards? Mm-hmm. Are you interested in traditional, progressive, or contemporary? So traditional, right? Kimmy, what would you consider to be a traditional psychic or medium?
So I've studied with a multitude of psychics and mediums and healers. And so I would say someone traditional is, you know, there's a set rules that you need to follow. And pretty much that's what you're going to do. So if you're doing psychic work, you just do psychic work. If you're doing mediumship, you just do mediumship. And if you're doing healing, you just do healing. There's no room to intertwine those. And within those modalities, there's a certain structure. So if you're doing psychic, you know, person, place, thing, these type of things, mediumship, who are you bringing in? So if any of you have heard the CERT, I don't know if you want to say program or method. So CERT would be characteristics, E would be evidence, R would be the reason why the spirit is coming through. And then T is kind of like tying it all together. Like what is the, you know, put it in a nice package type of thing. And then if you're doing some type of
formula for reading.
Exactly. So these are like, and they're great for, I want to say like newbies who may not know what they're doing. They just feel these things, but want to know how others do it. These structures are great. And then so with healing modalities, obviously there's Reiki, there's shamanism, there's so many other things. There's angel healing and all that. Each one of them, theta healing, they have certain structures, even Akashic records, there's certain steps that you need to go through in order to get to the end result. So that's more of a traditional, you know, every single time you do a reading, every single time you do a healing, you're doing the same exact steps over and over and over again. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, having that structure. So that's more traditional.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and these are things that are passed down from generations and, you know, from other teachers. So it's definitely something that's been there for a while.
Definitely. How do you think that in the traditional practice that divination tools like tarot cards, oracle cards kind of play into that? Or is that separate? Because tarot cards are thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say that they do use those tools, but I think it's more like you'll start to see that like more traditional psychics, mediums, and healers, after a while, they don't use them so much because they rely on themselves. But they might, you know, incorporate them in the beginning kind of to help them out. But once they feel like they've got the handle, you know, the hang of it, then they don't tend to use it. But they are really good items and tools to fall back on, you know. So I don't know if I agree or think that like divination tools are just for traditionals or progressive or whatever, because I've seen them all use them. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure. If anyone has their own opinion, please put it in the comment section. We'll read that. Yeah. But yeah, I've seen traditional, progressive, contemporary kind of use them all.
Okay.
Fundamental. They may be like a little different, but oracle card, tarot card, you know what I mean? So yeah.
So what do you think would be like a telltale sign that's for someone who is seeking out a reading? What do you think would be a telltale sign that they are seeking out a traditional psychic or a medium? I know that's kind of a difficult question. And it's based on your experience only.
Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely say, you know, going through someone's website and taking a look at, okay, here, this just came to me. There are certain people that maybe you only see psychic readings on their website. Maybe you only see mediumship readings. So that lets you know that they pretty much are sticking to one modality, one type of thing. So if they're a psychic, they do not cross over into the spirit realm. And if they're just doing mediumship readings, then they don't want to give fortune telling, you know, that type of things. They just want to stick to, you know, speaking to spirit. So I would say if we're just looking online, that's definitely a sign that this person is more structured and definitely a traditional type of person. They're sticking to one thing, something that they know, and they probably aren't comfortable going outside of that.
Completely agree.
What do you guys think? Have you experienced anything like that? And again, if you're a spiritual professional, let us know what you think. Are you a traditional type of light worker or spirit worker or psychic worker, healer? What do you think you are? And if you're not, what do you look for in somebody?
I mean, me personally, I think I'm more of a progressive type. Like realistically, I like to think that I'm contemporary, but realistically, I'm more of a progressive type. And what I mean by that is that I'm willing to blend modalities, that I'm willing to blend being a psychic and a medium and healing and animal communication and geosentience, which is like feeling earth and weather, having like weather events or experiencing weather events, which is strange, but they're all different.
I knew we were.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. This is why we mesh so well, because we're both like, yeah, let's do everything. We might not specialize in everything, but we're going to try everything, which is fantastic. Like being progressive just means that you're willing to try to move forward and expand your Absolutely. Abilities, your gifts, your capabilities, and it's just learn. Like you're willing to just be present and give it a shot, like a legit Absolutely. Shot.
I would say for sure, without a doubt, that's me as well. I do like structure in a lot of things, especially when I'm learning something, because I'm not comfortable yet. You know, once I know I have something to fall back on, then I can kind of expand and experiment with things. But I do like structure in the beginning. I'm not so out there that I'll try any spiritual thing. Like, I am okay with certain things, and I feel like a lot of things get a bad rap. However, you won't see me doing them, but I totally understand. And that's only because I've had my own bad experiences. So, like, you know, I'm very cautious. But as far as like some teachers will tell you, and I know for those of you who are watching who are spirit workers, I know you've come across this where you'll have the traditional teachers who will say you can't do this while doing that. And then I've also worked with people who are more like the divergent type of medium. And anyone who's ever seen the Divergent movie series, you'll kind of understand. In the movie, there were like four fractions or whatever, and you either fell into one or the other or whatever. But there were certain people who were called divergents who didn't actually fall into a category because they were kind of everything. And I kind of feel like that's where I am, because I love doing the healing. I love doing the mediumship. I love doing psychic work. And even some of the woo-woo things that, you know, others wouldn't touch. But my issue is, and I pose this question to everybody watching, what do you think? There are teachers who will say, for an example, if you're doing a mediumship reading, you cannot fall down to the psychic level because your energy is falling down.
It's a lower vibration. When you should be up here,
you're lowering your vibration. And so going up back and forth is a big no-no. So what do you think about that? Because I've seen it done. We've all done it, because especially when we're learning, we've all done it before. What was the harm in doing that? Why do you think they tell us not to do it? And I'm not saying it's wrong or right or whatnot, but I'm just curious what you think. This is a discussion, and it's definitely something that I've come across a lot. But I wonder why. Why did they set these boundaries for us? Because I've studied with those who are very well known who say that that's not the case. There is no reason why you can't do mediumship and then down to psychic work. As long as you're not all over the place and you're making sure you're getting things straight, there's no reason why you can't do that, especially with healing. Healing is a form of mediumship. So if you're doing a healing on somebody and then you're getting spirit messages, spirit is already helping you with that healing because you're not doing the healing yourself. So what's the issue with also getting messages from that spirit as they help with the healing? So these are just questions that we're posing to you. We'd love to know what you think about it. There's no right or wrong. We're just kind of seeing where your thoughts are.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. I personally will do a healing. And if messages come through, I bring those messages through because that's part of the healing. Healing modalities, no matter what you do, you're not doing the healing. You're getting that healing energy from spirit. So it already is a form of mediumship. So there should be no reason. Yeah. Anyone who tells you that they're doing the healing on their own is either lying or they're using their own energy and they're depleting themselves after the fact. So if somebody has to rest for a week after doing a healing, then they're using their own energy, and I probably wouldn't be working with them going forward. I want the highest energy possible. So you want somebody who's using, you know, they're channeling divine energy, the life force energy for that healing. So you are, in fact, by definition, medium.
Yep.
So
perfect. I agree with you. And then as far as contemporary goes, because we talked a lot about progressive. I think that's pretty well defined. We've gotten that kind of well defined within our bubble anyway. But with contemporary, I feel like contemporary is something that I can't really truly wrap my mind around. And honestly, this is crazy because physical mediumship to me, even though it's the oldest practice, like that's where the origin is. The origin of spiritualism began with physical mediumship. But to me, that's so foreign and so odd and outside of any kind of box whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like there's to me, now this is just, you know, to me, I get it. There's healing that happens when you're a physical medium. And there's also, I just lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
Well, let me see, because I wonder if you were going, do you think that would be, is that what you're saying? You think in your opinion that physical mediumship would be the contemporary? Is that what you're...
To me, that feels contemporary because it was previously kind of, you know, what do you call it? A hoax, you know, in its origins, it was a hoax. So to me, that seems like, oh my God, just stay away from that completely because everything can be logicked away, you know, but I've never been to a physical mediumship reading before. I've never been in the room when something like that happens. And that's something that you're incredibly familiar with.
I wouldn't say incredibly, but yes, I've been to in-person seances as well as online. And I can absolutely say that I felt the same way as you. In fact, I tried to explain away everything I saw until I was actually in person to a seance. And you start asking these questions like, what is the purpose of this? Like, we know mediumship readings are to give these lovely messages from our loved ones who have passed away. Psychic is to, you know, help people with what's going on in their life. And obviously healing is healing. So what's the purpose of physical mediumship? And what I've come to believe myself is that with physical mediumship, we have these messages, okay, for a regular mental medium, you can get these messages, but there's so much doubt out there. Did you Google me before doing this research? Did you look me up with social media? Did you go on my, you know, page and da, 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 da? And so people can try to explain away these things. But when you're physically there and you see something move with your own eyes, you know, there's no strings. The medium is asking you to tie them up so that their hands are there. They are not moving. So when you get touched, physically touched by something, you know that it's not them. You see it, you know, everybody is sitting near you. So I think that at its roots, physical mediumship is just to show us the possibilities that we're not aware of. There's so many things in our daily lives that stress us out. But if we really like just sat down to see, like, there's so much more out there. I really think that that's what physical mediumship is. There's obviously there's healing. There's messages that can come through. There's objects, but I think at its core, it's to show you that there are so many things out there that we're not aware of, so many things that are way more important than we stress about. And if we just slow down and took the time to see these things, and they showed themselves to us. For instance, have you ever lost something or you thought you lost something, you know damn well you put it there on the dresser or something, and then all of a sudden it's gone? I've had readings where I'm being told that, you know, somebody, their brush is being moved and they keep arguing with their husband, thinking their husband is doing it. And they're like, no, I'm not doing it. So they keep arguing with each other. That's a form of physical mediumship, or at least I'll say physical with spirit. So that right there is a form of spirit saying, hey, I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, you know, damn well, that's where you put the brush or your keys or whatever. But when you have a medium that's there, you're seeing these things. They're helping with their energy. Spirit is working through them. You're getting messages. You're seeing these things. And it's just to say that there's so much more to life or the afterlife than we think there is. And so if it's just that, I have to say it blew my mind. Like, I was just like you. I'm like, I watched them paranormal caught on camera and I'm like, that shit is fake. That shit is fake. That's Photoshop. But when you're there in person and you're a part of the seance and you can feel, see, hear, all of the senses are there. Like, you cannot deny it. Like, it is amazing. I really suggest anyone who's interested, go to a seance just once. That shit will blow your mind away. It will. Like, go to a legit person
Well, see, that right there, you say legit person, because that brings me to my next point with contemporary psychics and mediums, mm-hmm. where immediately what comes to mind are platforms like Fiverr, where there are psychics and mediums, or Purple Garden, not to discount the services mm-hmm. that they offer, but platforms where you can take advantage of a super cheap reading from someone for $5, $10, or you're paying $1.99 a minute or something to chat back and forth with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And what strikes me about those types of readings is that they don't even advertise themselves as being evidential. So I guess in a way, I'm kind of traditionalist in that respect, mm-hmm. that I feel like there needs to be evidence, period. There needs to be evidence, whether it's
if there's no evidence, there's no point.
Right.
There's no point.
Right.
And I think, I don't even know if I necessarily think that that's traditional. It's just right. It's just ethical.
Yeah.
You know, it's, if you're claiming to be a psychic medium or healer or whatever, if you have the right intentions, you know, people will know it. But those who are out there who are taking advantage of people, like, it's horrible. So I totally understand why people would think that physical mediums are not a thing. They are coming back with a vengeance. Shout out to my physical mediums out there. It really is, because it went away for so long because so many people, there were scammers out there, like there is with every profession out there, I'm sure. And people were taken advantage of. But now it's like, for the most part, these physical mediums are interacting with other mediums. So, I mean, the general population or whatever can come in and check it out, but they're really being done within like a circle of mediums, or at least spiritual people. So if you're a professional and you don't know the difference between fake or not, then God bless you. But I hear you. I totally get that. Like, I can definitely see where that would be on that, the hell is it? Central to see contemporary in that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Cause there's not that many out there. Right. So I would agree that, so because it can be a dangerous thing for the actual medium. So yes, I would definitely say that would be one of them. I am very interested in that. So to me, yeah, I'd put that on that side too. Same thing with trance. So that's something many people can say, well, that shit is fake. You know, she's just talking, but listen to the words that they're saying and the flow. If somebody was faking it and continuously talking without no breaks or whatever, like, you can tell the difference between someone that's thinking of the words to say as opposed to something that's just flowing out. Like, you can tell the difference.
Or, you know, another version of that too would be the person.
Good question, Jose.
Would be the guy that starts fires with the palm of his hand.
I still want to see that.
But there's got to be, to me, I mean, I know.
There's got to be a reason for it.
No, not a reason. There's got to be a way that he's starting these fires. It can't just be that he's going like this on bare ass concrete and suddenly a fire starts. No.
I was going to say, unless the dude is ashy, I can see that.
Well, maybe we call that flash paper in the magic business.
I was like, have you ever heard ashy hands rubbed together? That shit could start a fire, campfire. But okay, so Joe wants to know, where would trance fall into this? You know, I would say more people are doing trance nowadays, and you'd be surprised how many people are actually doing it and not knowing that they're doing it.
But look.
So I want to put that in like the transitional progressive category. I want to say transitional because it's a little bit. I want to put it in the middle. That's just where I want to put it, because how many times, especially in the beginning of your spiritual journey, how many times have you, if you were really dedicated to your meditation, did you go into meditation and completely lose yourself? And you come out and you're like, whoa, where the hell was I? Because meditation at its roots is just quieting the mind and just, you know, focusing. But when all of a sudden your mind completely leaves, and either you start seeing images or a past life or nothing at all, you're in trance. So you probably have done trans more than you think. Now take it a step further, and where you're set aside and you have spirit communicating through you, maybe a little more all the way over to, but I don't know, because like trance has been around for so long. Inspirational speaking. Have you ever automatic writing? You know what I mean? That's a form of trance. Now, if you're doing legit automatic writing to where it's not you, that's a form of trance. If you're doing automatic dictation to where you're hearing and then you're just writing down, then that's mental. So I want to kind of put it in the middle, because I think it can be a little both. It's been around very long. There are definitely a lot of set rules to it. It can be dangerous for the medium. So you definitely don't want to like just play around with it. Like you want to make sure you're in a controlled environment, especially in the beginning. Once you get more experience with it, then, you know, you can probably sit by yourself or whatnot. But I would definitely be a little careful with that until you get the, you know, the hang of it. I'm not saying it's a scary thing. It's just that you as a medium, not knowing what's going on, like the very first time you feel it, you may freak the fuck out.
Yeah, that's absolutely a possibility. But I feel like personally, I kind of split all of those categories because I'm such a baby to the spiritual community. I really am, to the community, you know, to other psychics and mediums. I've only ever had one teacher in my entire career. One teacher, and it's new. Like all this stuff that you're talking about, like trance, the difference between trance and automatic writing, all I know is what gifts I have and what I've seen other people do and whether or not what they're able to do resonates with me. Mm-hmm. And if it's not something that I can accept, then that's not something that I'm really willing to look at. You know, maybe 5 years from now, that'll change.
I like what you said, though, because it kind of brings it back to me, because you said that you had one teacher. And so you just kind of do what comes to you. You're still here. You have clients. You know, you're really good at what you do. I've seen it. So you don't necessarily, you're not really working by the traditional sense. These are things that you're supposed to do. Why would anybody think that what you're doing is wrong? Like what, and my question to anybody out there, if you want to answer this, you're giving your clients what they want. You're ethical. You're still alive. So that's good. Yeah. and because you're doing mediumship, you're doing it with spirit. You're doing it, you know, with good faith, and spirit has carried you along this whole entire way. Guaranteed, you probably at some times, because this is what clients, they come in, they want, you know, sometimes you'll get clients that surprise me, whatever. I just want reading.
I hate that.
I get that all the time. But so what do you end up getting? You probably end up getting a couple of spirits, and you also get, you know, they want to know about their love life, money, that type of stuff, what's going on in their future, kids, all that jazz. And so you probably did mediumship and psychic work. And you were ethical the whole entire time, gave the client what they wanted. Everyone felt good. Spirit was in the midst.
Giving the client what they wanted. That's kind of an iffy area.
Look, what people want to hear and what they get and what they need, that's totally separate, because Right. Everybody wants to hear good stuff. And I'm not talking about giving them bad. I'm saying everybody wants to know if they got the guy they love, loves them back and blah, blah, blah. Well, it may not be the case, you know? So sometimes you have to give them real stuff. But what I'm saying is that they got what they came for.
Right.
They asked you ethically to give them what you were picking up on, and you did your job. Whether they agree or like, that's neither here or there. Why would any of that be wrong in the eyes of spirit?
I don't think that any of it is.
Is anybody, and I am not being mean, this is just my point of view, who is any teacher to tell you that doing psychic, doing mediumship in the same reading is bad, or doing healing and mediumship in the same session is bad.
What, like, authority do they have?
Who gave them that right? And I don't mean that they shouldn't have guidelines, because I do think guidelines are great. They help you. But I've worked with those who said, you know, guidelines are for the beginner. After you start getting used to giving readings, being comfortable with trusting spirit and trusting yourself and trusting what you perceive and receive, then all of that stays in the background. It's still there as you know, in case you need it, but spirit will guide you along the way. You know, anyone who's ever had a healing modality, if you've ever had training, one of the things that you're told is that if you make a mistake or you forget a step, it doesn't matter, because spirit is always there to guide you along the way.
Because your intentions have been set.
Absolutely. 100%. I have forgotten some of my awesome symbols from Reiki. But you know what? Afterwards, everything went according to the way it was supposed to. So exactly. I could sit there and be like, all right, Reiki on, and not do a damn symbol. And it was still because my intentions are to do, you know, that healing for that person. So that's just me. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to stir the pot a little bit here, but we also like to get everybody thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's see. Let's go to some questions. I know Jose Joe has some questions.
Well, he's kind of contemporary progressive question mark. He's done trance, including transfiguration.
I think that's me. I've done the transfiguration as well and channeling.
Okay, so that'll be another episode, because I don't know what transfiguration is. Because again, okay. I'm a complete baby.
You and see, and this is the thing, you probably did it and just didn't know.
Maybe. But we'll get that, like, into that. When you change your face or something? Your face changes?
It's,
or takes it's
on the like short term, yes. I mean, okay. Short answer, yes.
Okay.
So let me, like, channeling. For anybody out there who is a songwriter, or even someone who wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, goes to the bathroom, and all of a sudden they got a damn song in their head that they never heard before. You know what I'm talking about. If you're into music and stuff, like, you get like words in the most weirdest places and times. And you're like, where the hell did that come from? Like, this is like a download. So that's like a form of channeling. I'm a songwriter, so I have gone back on some of my songs, and you have like writer's block, and then all of a sudden you have like a whole damn song just coming out of that damn sure was not me. It was being channeled by spirit most of the time. So that's a form of that. So I would agree with the contemporary progressive. I'd agree with that. I got like my big toe. Maybe my pinky toe. Like when I was younger, I was.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
When I was younger, I was not so chicken shit. So, you know, like the whole Ouija board and light as a feather, stiff as a rock type of thing, and all of that good stuff. But I would say that I'm a little bit, I have purpose with what I do now. So like, I may not just wing it. So if I was into, you know, spirit boards and all that, then that would not be something that I just did once in a while. I would want to make sure that I was knowledgeable about how to use it, knowing how to protect myself, and not because something bad is coming out, but because I want to make sure that my own intentions are good, legit, and that I have nothing else influencing me. So like, so I just don't, I'm not a part-timer. You know what I mean? Right. Whatever I do because it's something that is, you know, in my practice at all times. Not that if I see something, I wouldn't learn about it, but I'm going to go about it in the traditional sense where I go to a teacher, I learn about it, the do's and don'ts and all that stuff. And then, you know, you can let spirit kind of guide you. So I honestly think, and I didn't think this before, I kind of think that there's a place for all of them. And I might have hands and feet and all that in all of them at some times.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And Twister, you have your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Even, you know, even though I said that I've only had one teacher in my entire life, I'm about to have two.
I was going to say, you have another one coming up. And in fact, me and Jose Joe will be seeing that one as well soon.
Yes. Anthony, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for that class. I'm excited for you guys. I really wish that we lived a little bit closer because I seriously did consider it. I did. I considered it.
Wait a minute. Did Jose Joe just said he channeled software code?
Yes, that's why I was laughing my ass off a couple of minutes ago. He channeled software code. You know,
did you have the zeros and ones?
Oh, that binary though. Hi, Terry. Thank you for joining us. Doesn't matter if you're late. You're here, honey. So let us know what you got in your cup too. Channeled software code. You know what? I can't even tell you how many times, and I wonder if this sort of thing, it comes naturally for those of us who are healers, where there's an issue at work, and somehow when we arrive, the issue is no longer an issue. How it's just magically fixed itself. I mean, I don't know if I can heal numbers and data, but I'm all right with it.
See, those who think that they're deeply intuitive, man, listen, you ain't nothing but a damn psychic, okay? You can say whatever the hell you want. You're a damn psychic and you're getting downloads and you just, you're, come on. That's all it is. Ooh, like, don't try to play us and say that we got to have, you know, one of these little balls over there, crystal, but that's, come on now.
I mean, yeah, you're right. And that kind of brings, it made me think of empaths.
Mm-hmm.
That empaths, there's always this big concern around that group of people, the people who identify as empaths, and how difficult it is to be an empath. That's awesome, Terry. She's got a Coke. Hell yeah. How difficult it is to be an empath, to feel other people's feelings. There's a reason. There's a reason that you're feeling other people's feelings because there is a message behind that. And maybe the time is not perfect for you to relay that message. And mm-hmm. So that's something that you just kind of have to hold on to until there's a better opportunity to talk about what you're feeling with that person that you're feeling it from. But that's the biggest hurdle is identifying where you're feeling it from. But
I'm an empath, so I get that.
Empaths are no different than psychics. In my very... You know,
you are a damn psychic. That's all it is. In fact, majority of empaths are also mediums.
Yeah.
They're also healers because you're able to feel not only what's going on with a person or place or thing, but it's easier for you to also pick up on spirit because you're feeling energy and spirit is a form of energy. What you doing over there?
I grabbed the wrong cup. That was my bad.
Okay.
It was empty.
My bad. I didn't mean to bring attention to it. And I know that there's empaths here watching the show on the podcast as well as on Facebook Live, listening, watching. So you'll relate to this. And I think the biggest hurdle is one, realizing that you're an empath and understanding how to shut that shit down. Because if you're wide open all the time, yes, you're going to be feeling things. You probably have anxiety up the ass. You probably think it's all you. And it could be you. It very well could be you. But you could also be picking up on other things as well. So once you realize that you're an empath, you can mentally just shut that shit down or at least turn the dial down. Because I've had situations where I was in the grocery store and all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, my leg is broke. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm just picking up a damn apple. What the hell? And all of a sudden, like, I'm getting like headaches and I'm limping, like, true story. I'm literally limping. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm thinking, damn, I'm about to die up in this damn grocery store. And then I look over and there's somebody standing real close to me. And I'm like, bitch, the hell? And so I walk away and immediately it goes away. And then this lady comes up near me again, and all of a sudden, but like you said, there's a reason. And so I started feeling into it. Now, I'm not Teresa Caputo. I'm not Long Island Medium. I'm not going to start reading people in the grocery store, but I knew that her husband was coming through, that passed away, and he was telling me that he had a head injury. However, my empath self was telling me something was wrong with her leg or her hip. And so I was getting all this and I just wanted to grocery shop. So I walked away and said, this chick needs to stay away from me. But like, I was getting these. And if I was, you know, maybe in a more appropriate place, maybe I could do that, but I'm not going to sit there and freak somebody out. It was more of a learning lesson for me that, holy shit, like I can do these healings and pick up on spirit. So
important to note, though, if you're ever having any kind of physical ailment whatsoever, you need to seek help from a licensed medical professional, please.
Yes.
We're not at all suggesting that you should self-diagnose or claim that your physical ailments and or issues are a result of you being an empath. Please make sure you rule out all medical possibilities before you diagnose yourself as an empath.
Yeah, I already knew I was crazy, so I knew what was mine and what wasn't. But yeah, we need like to have like a rolling disclosure going across the screen. Yeah. We are here for entertainment purposes.
Yes, like, entertainment purposes only. And you know, Samantha says that she has been told that she's been told a lot that she shows signs of being an empath. And
you want to know something, girly? I was just about to say, if I didn't actually say it, I said, there's somebody here that is an empath. But then I was like,
oh, everybody, honey. Well, everybody.
I'm not going to blow up spots. But yes, I was talking about you, Sam. I was talking about you.
And thank you, Lavetta. We are so glad to be back. And you guys are awesome for hanging out with us for the time we were gone and for coming back with us. And Angela, she says that it's tough that her sister lost a husband 3 weeks ago and can't say that she does sympathize with her. Oh, she can't sympathize. I'm sorry. Can't say she does sympathize with her because she never lost a husband, but I can seriously feel her pain and her feeling of being lost and lonely. Like it's her pain. It wasn't a painful pain, but a sorrowful pain. And that's exactly what we're referencing. Like that overcoming feeling of just grieving, you know, and it doesn't, that's the crazy thing about being an empath though, is that it doesn't matter if it's someone who's close to you or not. You feel someone else's feelings, whether you know them, whether you even know their name, whether you know their situation. But it complicates things. And when you're close to that person, because you feel that 1,000 times more.
I will give you a secret. If you are somewhere and all of a sudden you're feeling an actual physical pain, or even like emotional pain, call it out. Call it out. You find out where the source of that is and it will go away immediately. The minute I figured out it was that lady, it completely went away. There are times that I freak friends out because I'm like, damn, do you have a pain in your chest or something? Like, what the hell's going on? And like, yeah. And I'm like, ooh, that feels so much better. It sucks for you, but it feels better for me. So call it out. That will help you once you acknowledge that it does not belong to you. Because why does it stay? Why do they always say, like, if you're sick, and I get told this all the time because sometimes I fall into that where I'm like, bam, I don't feel good. Don't say that you don't feel good. You know what I mean? Like, because then you hold on to it longer. So once you make it yours,
you take ownership I don't feel good. You take ownership absolutely. Of it.
Anything in life. But if you just, you know, ignore it or you say, this doesn't belong to me, it's not mine. It may be something I'm feeling, but it's not mine. It's not me. It goes away. I have learned that. It took me a while, you know, but I learned that. And that really, really helps. And if you're a medium, you know that sometimes like when you blend, when you really have that good reading and you blend with spirit, you feel everything that spirit feels. You feel that love, you feel the pain, you feel everything, the joy, all of that. And you have to sometimes put yourself aside because you will start crying. I've done it in the beginning, like I'm crying, I'm like, damn. And I'm trying to like say the words, but and it is healing for them because they're getting a sense that, holy shit, this is my loved one. Like, this is no longer Kimmy, this is my loved one. That's exactly how they would act. That's how I feel. And it's great, but you have to be able to separate it. And then after the reading, completely disconnect from it. Now,
you know what, but I'm sorry, before you move on, I just want to share that I'm going to share a link on our video on our Facebook live feed right now.
Hi, Jill.
And it's great. We're kind of a jack of all trades support group. We share funny things. We share strange things. And it's our Beyond Sensing Spirit group.
Yay.
And if you'd like to be kind of behind the scenes and hang out with us for a little bit and talk about the difficulties of being an empath and what that means, what that looks like, not just for us, but for the other people in that group, please go ahead and click that link and join up with us. And we're happy to answer questions. We're happy to talk. We have plenty of group experts in there as well.
Absolutely. And there's always some, well, there will be this season. We're going to have a lot of giveaways and things. So that's definitely the place you want to be.
Yeah. Oh, and Joe says, even when you don't know the person, he felt their pain through the phone many times. And I understand where you're coming from, my brother. Joe and I used to work together. And it's hard. It's really, really difficult to hear someone on the other side of the phone who's in crisis and needing help. Mm-hmm. And trying to disconnect yourself from
those people are drawn to me. So I totally understand where you're coming from, which is why if you're not doing it as a profession, please hang around people who tend to have a higher vibration, because that shit will
What does that look like? Higher vibration. What does that mean?
High vibration, people who seem to be happy, who have now we all have issues in our lives. Things come up all the time, but there are certain people who are like, shit happens and I always make it through, right? And then there's people who will just dwell, life is bad, you know, blah, 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 blah. Life is bad for a lot of people, but if you are continuously saying that, what you're doing is you're inviting more of the same. So same thing with the people that you're hanging out with. If you're always around people who are like, well, it was me, and I'm not saying that these are bad people, but if we can help them to change their mind frame, you know, that's great. But if you're just hanging around these people and they're just not getting it, you'll realize that when you're around them, you feel tired all of a sudden. Like you could have had like mad power bowls and stuff, and then you go around these people and all of a sudden you feel drained. Like you feel like, damn, I need a week off, you know, just to lay down and recuperate. Then that's telling you that as an empath, you are not only feeling them, but they are sucking your energy out. And that's what we call like the psychic vampire. They're not doing it on purpose, but it is happening. That's exactly what that is.
But that's only if you allow it. It's only if you allow it to happen.
You can cut yourself off before hanging out with those people, but I definitely recommend not constantly hanging out with those people. So if you have people like that at work and you can't get away from them, do a trick of like surrounding yourself with mirrors so that whatever they project bounces back to them. Yes. And make sure you run your energy and clear yourself out a lot.
My favorite exercise is to imagine my aura as a protective field that's actually made of frigid, cold weather. I don't know how else to describe it.
Nice.
When other energy comes in that I don't need, or that because it's not serving me, that once it enters, it immediately freezes and drops to the ground and breaks apart into this beautiful icicle that I get to look at until it melts.
Mm-hmm.
So
you ever heard I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Along with the whole, you know, surrounding yourself with people who are positive, have a higher vibration, I have also used that mirror exercise as well. Mm-hmm. And it really is a thing when it comes to toxic positivity as well. That is a thing. I need to rage sometimes. I need to rage sometimes. And that's the way that it is.
I have to say, because a lot of teachers and books and blogs and all that were like, be happy, be positive and whatever. So I found myself doing that a lot. And sometimes that shit can come off as being like condescending. And so like, I try my hardest to not be so, well, think positive. Bitch, sometimes I just want to vent. Okay. Like sometimes I just want to say I'm upset and then I can move on. You know what I mean? But like when someone is stuck in that, then that's totally different. But it's almost like the saying, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever, wherever, you know, you're throwing stuff to me, it bounces off of me and goes back to you, whatever that thing is. Like, that's kind of like how it is. Like, think about that in your mind. But so I know we went on a tangent about empaths, but like that is
super important.
But it is very important. And it is part of like, you know, the healing. If you're an empath, most likely you've felt, or other people have been around you and like word diarrhea all over you and then left and they're like, oh, I feel great. And you don't. Well, you actually gave them a healing without really realizing it. You know, they unloaded on you. You took it away and you kept it, and now they're fine. So you'll
now
notice
you
a lot
go
of
go into your backyard and dig a hole and bury all those emotions that you took with you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like, bury your feet, because that is a thing. You
bury
know,
your feces?
Walk barefoot, foot, and hug a tree. Like, as stupid as that shit sounds, it really works.
It does. Or just sit on the ground.
I don't do it, but it does work.
Terry said the first time that she got that much emotion from a reading, she was freaked out and she wasn't expecting that. It was incredibly overwhelming. And Carol says that it's exhausting being around them. And it is. It's exhausting being around those lower vibrational energies, whether it's inside of a person or attached to a location. Because a lot of people don't realize that either. And yes, Joe, I knew you were going to say that. And I'm sure that he's probably watching and he's laughing right now. He's a bit of a negative Nancy. I love my husband so much. But he can sometimes be a little bit negative.
but you guys balance each other out. Yeah, but you guys balance each other out, I'm sure. Because, you know, we can be a little too happy or too high up in the spiritual realm, and sometimes we need reality. So, like, mm-hmm. I totally understand that.
So you need some reality, my brother. You need some reality. That's why he feels the need to step in. But it's difficult to be around people and places that hold on to residual energy and to kind of be and reside in that place mm-hmm. where it's difficult. It feels like grief. It feels like sorrow. It feels like depression. And for some people that comes naturally. And I think that I'm probably one of those people where it comes naturally to me to just be in kind of a depressed mode. It takes effort for me to be happy about something, but it's fan-fucking-tastic when I'm around people who are super happy, super high energy, because it brings me kind of out of that fog. And it's incredible. It's amazing. It's fantastic to be brought back to that higher level and to remember where I'm supposed to be residing. Yeah. You know, like winter was difficult. Not even going to lie. It was difficult.
I think that's better. Why I don't
springtime. It's fantastic. Everything's fantastic.
I think that's why I don't like fall, even though fall is one of my favorite seasons, because I love the, you know, everything changing and the weather is not too hot, it's not cold, but there's a depression for me that winter is, you know, it's so like there.
Well, you get snowed into your house. Depressed.
Well, yeah, I live in Northeast, so that shit just sucks, period. But but yeah, so like, I mean, I'm not the only one, you know, I'm not special. You know, everyone kind of gets, you know, because they have to like go inside and you're not outside, you know, conversing. And then talk about the whole pandemic. Like, that's just straight depressing the whole time. So to kind of bring it back around what we were talking about with the traditional, progressive and contemporary, I think that with the whole pandemic, it forced us all to find, especially us spiritual people, but even the whole professional world at large, is that we found different ways to continue business with Zoom. And maybe it's not ideal, but for us in the spiritual world, we know that we can be, you know, across the world and still feel, you know, like an empath, you know, having that energy come through, we could still feel spirit. We could still get those psychic hits. We could still do healings over Zoom because there is no limit to energy.
And this is just for Joe, because if that weren't true,
Joe Graham,
this is just for Joe Graham, that if that were not true, then the government would have never funded Project Stargate.
Uh-oh.
Boom. So I'm sorry, Jose Joe, that he says, dang, I'm not a summer person, too hot and humid, love all the other
stuff. I don't like being hot. And Kristen knows, because us curly hair girls, nope.
It doesn't work out so well.
See, that's me. That's me. That's me when I wake up. That's me in the shower. That's me in the humidity. I can't do it. Anyway, so to bring it around, I mean, we can go even longer on this on another show. So let us know what you feel like. Where do you feel you stand? What are your thoughts on people telling you what you can and can't do during readings or, you know, healings and stuff like that? And again, this is not to bash anybody. We're just curious where you fit. We've had teachers tell us that it's okay. There's certain things, you know, there's really no rules, and they've been doing it for many decades, and everybody's still alive, and you know, the world hasn't, you know,
nobody's dying. I mean, that made a really quick about face right there.
We would be out of a job if people weren't dying. No disrespect. But anyway.
Oh, that was kind of morbid. But Jose Joe's curly haired guys, too. When his hair was longer, go to Poofy Landia for sure.
But anyway.
Y'all get the idea of what we're saying.
Yeah.
Please feel free to weigh in the comments, whether you're listening after the fact, after the live.
Join us in Beyond SSKK, and we can totally continue this conversation. There's so many more things that we have time to talk about. But again, this is not bashing anybody. Be traditional. I'm here for it all. You know, I've learned from traditional people, and I have learned so much from them. And I've learned from the divergent medium as well as healers. So
Someone teach me how to read a toilet in the middle of a bare room. That's all I want to know.
Do you really want to read it?
No, not really. I mean, I know what happens.
I mean, can you imagine reading it and then seeing what they had to eat the past?
Oh, no.
Well, you know, you got a stomach virus and you might want to stay away from pork for a while, but no.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that kind of what we do?
She's studying with Anthony. Yeah. She's studying with Anthony.
I got in on his class right before it sold out. Actually, it sold out and they opened it up for like four more people.
I was going to join it, but I was after the fact. But Jose Joe brought his other class with Cindy. So we will be doing that for 2 days.
You're going to kill it. You're going to kill it.
Oscar'd. Yeah.
Well, guys, that is our show. Yeah, that is our show. You. And we thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We appreciate every single one of you guys. And we will be back next Wednesday. But in the meantime, you can check out our link tree. Check out all the stuff we have available between now and next Wednesday.
And it's some merch that doesn't just have my face on it, please.
Maybe we need to add one that has just your face on it.
We need to add one that just has your face on it.
We can have one.
Anyway.